Welcome to episode 28 of the First X Minutes podcast. I'm your host, Papi the Great. You'll find me on Twitter at Papi underscore the Great. That's P-A-P-I underscore the Great. So this episode, I'll strictly be talking about Italian football, but focusing majorly on the Milan Derby. That's the one between AC Milan and Inter Milan. It was played for the first 15 minutes. It was obvious the way the tie was going, or which way the tie was going to go. It was all Inter for most part of the game. For a while, you know, AC Milan came out to play, did their bit of ball possession here, there, and everywhere. Inter Milan remained solid at the back, which was really, really awesome to watch. And it was very obvious from the numbers in the statistics. The first half, of course, and saw both teams registered 12 shots, 7 shots from AC Milan compared to Inter Milan's 5. But guess what? AC Milan could only register 1 shot on target compared to Inter Milan's 3 shots on target in the first half. On the overall, by the end of the second half, Inter Milan had recorded 16 shots and they had registered 7 shots on target. At some point in the game, after their 9th shot, the stats were shown, and out of those 9 shots, Inter Milan had recorded 8 on target out of the 9 shots. I think it's fair to say that AC Milan with more of the bulk of the possession, 52-48%, but you have to give credit to Inter Milan, the doggedness, the work ethic of Asamoah. Diego Godin was solid. The backline, AC Milan never really got to threaten the centre-back trio that Antonio Conte put out on the night. And it was obvious with the statistics I'm seeing here. The only place AC Milan had more numbers were three major places. 52% of the ball possession, 2 yellow cards compared to Inter Milan to 1, and of course Donnarumma had to make 5 saves compared to Samir Handanovic's single save. More passes by AC Milan, but it doesn't really count. Didn't really count at the end of the day. What counts, as we all know, is the scoreline. Inter Milan winning 2-0. So let me quickly discuss with you 5 things I learned from that game. The first one, which was the most obvious, was the fact that Inter Milan's defense was so solid. They never looked like as if they were going to concede. Samir Handanovic was barely disturbed throughout the game. I mean, he was having a field day. Diego Godin and the likes with protecting him so well, really, really, really well. And I think if this Serie A season is going to go down to the wire, I think Inter Milan will just trump Juventus because of that solid defense. Boy, where they had to break down. Well, it was not in Napoli, it was not Juventus, it was AC Milan, an AC Milan side that barely scored. How many goals have they scored leading into this game? And they had only scored 2 in 3 leading into this game. So maybe we can say, yeah. But at the same time, if you saw the game, you would understand that AC Milan had no chance of coming anywhere near Inter in this game. Inter Milan, if they're going to win the title this season, I think it's going to be mainly down to defense. And like the greats always say, a great, fantastic strike force will win you games. But of course, a superb defense will win you the title. Moving on to the second point, you have to consider the fact that AC Milan switched up and became a little bit more flexible in the second half when some young blood were introduced into the game. Of course, kudos, major kudos. The man of the match for AC Milan in this game has to be Rafael Leao. Boy, he's young, yes, and his youthfulness, his youthful exuberance came to play at some point in time during the game. Of course, he was willing. He was the only player that seemed willing to want to take on Diego Godin. You can imagine such a youngster, 20 years old, going all out on the left flank of Milan's attack and trying to get the best of a legend like Diego Godin. Now, I just want to put things into perspective for you guys. Rafael Leão is 20 years old. He was born in 1999. Diego Godin is 33 years old. He was born in 1986. So you can understand that for all the giftedness and the skills that Rafael Leão and the Portuguese possessed, there was no way he was going to get past Diego Godin. For speed, a few times the midfielders helped him to get past Diego Godin by threading the ball behind Danilo D'Ambrosio. So Diego Godin didn't have much when it came to one-on-one, but of course when it was a 2v1 situation, Inter Milan always came out on top during the game. But when the likes of Theo Hernandez were introduced, the likes of Lucas Paqueta were introduced in the game, Ante Rebic, even though he came in on it in the third minute, he still made his mark. Yeah, made his mark by getting yellow carded, but also he made his mark with his speed, with his pace. I think at some point in time he even registered a shot on target. So I think it's a shot on target. The shot hit the woodwork. I think it's either him or Theo Hernandez. I think it was Theo Hernandez. Yeah, he came on in the 72nd minute and was still able to get into the Inter Milan 18-yard area and actually let a shot fly that hit the woodwork. Something the likes of Suso couldn't do. Something the likes of Piatek couldn't do. Something the likes of Karl Hanoglu struggled to do. Well, we're not bashing anybody. I'm just saying, maybe the Milan manager, manager Marco Giampaolo should take chances on these youngsters. So the third one, before this game, there were rumors of a bust up in the Inter Milan dressing room, how players were taking it out on themselves and all of that. But this team didn't look like as if there was any bust up. They played so well. But something coming up from the previous game was that Lukaku complained that he only received the ball 16 times in their last game. In this game, I think he must have received the ball less, because Lautaro Martinez and Stefano Sensi and Nicolò Barella were simply just playing with themselves. And at some point in time, Lukaku looked frustrated. But then again, he got that goal in the second half. He was able to enjoy himself with that goal. I think if Inter Milan are going to really thrive, be the force that they can actually live up to all the potential energy that they have, they need to feed that beast more up front. They need to feed Romelu up front. Just spoke about Diego Godin as my fourth point from the five things I learned from this game. Diego Godin is old, but then again, old is gold, and it's kind of old is really, really gold. The fact that he was able to handle Rafael Leão, and when even Theo Hernandez came in, he was able to handle them. Ante Rebic came in, he was able to handle them. I think it's safe to say that Inter Milan will thrive with the perfect mix of experience that they have in their side, and it is what will help them to push forward in their chase to win this year's Serie A title. The 51, which is a mix of Milan, it's just basically about Milan. Imagine if they didn't get the European ban that they did earlier this season. They would literally have been struggling on all fronts, both in Europe and also at home. They've only been able to score two goals in the league this season. I stand very, very much to be corrected. Yeah, two goals in four games. It's not the best of times for AC Milan. Yeah, we agree. Giampaolo is still finding his feet as regards finding his best 11. But you also have to consider the fact that time is running out. It's a marathon race, not a sprint. We agree. But at the same time, if you get left behind very early in the season, catching up might be pretty, pretty much difficult to do. So for AC Milan, they need to get the perfect mix right. Rodriguez has to play like the old Rodriguez of all that we know. Donnarumma can only get better. He can only get better. Made some point-blank saves for AC Milan, but AC Milan cannot rely too heavily on the young star. It's not too good for his career. So I think AC Milan needs to understand the fact that yes, it's a marathon race, but they need to pick up the pace as quickly as possible. For Inter Milan, I saw a bit of weakness, and the weakness was when AC Milan threaded the ball past the wing backs that easily found the wing wing forwards, yeah, of AC Milan. At some point in time, that was the only time they looked susceptible to conceding a goal. Apart from that, everything looked fine for Inter Milan. Inter Milan winning the bragging rights for in the city of Milan, at least for the first half of the season. Did you see the game? Did you read about it? Did you watch highlights? What did you see? What do you think? Do you think Inter Milan can go on to win the title this season? You can leave me a comment, send me a message on Twitter at @papi_thegrid. I'll be very, very glad to hear from you. Thank you for listening to episode 28 of my First X Minute podcast. I'll see you in episode 29. Bye for now.